The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Time for an update from Great Southern Copper. Sam Garrett is the man in charge there, and he joins us now. Hello, Sam. Very good to see you.
Good morning, Alistair. Nice to see you again, too.
So Great Southern Copper, you guys put out financials the other day, and there was a fairly detailed summary of the progress you made during the year in question and some commentary about post-period events as well. So bring us up to date, Sam. How's it been going with Especialita and your operations in Chile there?
Yeah, thanks, Alistair. It's been a very, very busy year and post-financial year as well. We've had something like five drilling programs completed. We've done our first drilling around the lithocap. We've had discoveries at Mostaza and Viuda. And more recently, we've recently announced ongoing results at both Viuda and Cerro Negro, which have the results of which expand the footprint of the mineralizations in both those systems. So it's been a very exciting time and a very busy one.
Yeah, I mean, you really have been doing a lot of work. Your results talk of the various phases of drilling that have been done and the assay results from them. Are you able to kind of rank order or prioritize the results that have come out from these various different prospects so that investors can get a sort of easy way into the story?
Yeah, absolutely we can. And that's a great question. By far, Cerro Negro and Mostaza is our number one priority target. It is now our advanced exploration target, where we're on track to get that resource drilling in play. So we'll be starting our phase four drilling in the not too distant future once we get all our permitting and access arrangements in place. And that work is going on now. We've got metallurgical results for the high grade at Mostaza to come out. And once those are in, we'll have a very good handle on what this discovery is looking like, and how we're going to approach the target to resource, which is obviously a big step that everyone's waiting for. So that's key. And the work we've done at the monolith that we announced recently, that's really important, because that's going to allow us to upscale the size of the Mostaza deposit very quickly if the drilling proves to be what we hope. And of course, there's the 2 kilometer long trend south of Mostaza itself, which has hardly had any drilling on it yet at all. So Mostaza for us is looking like the big project, and the near-term near resource play. Viuda, at the next level down, we've got Viuda and Viuda Negra, where we've got Maricunga style porphyry gold mineralization discovered last year at the drill face. So last year was a very important year for us with all these sort of key events. And then, of course, we've got the lithocap itself, where we've just started our scout RC drilling around the margins. And that was designed specifically to give us geological information to convince us that, there's porphyry-type alteration in that district there, without actually going into the lithocap itself yet. So we've confirmed that. So that's been a big positive tick for us. But that's a huge area. That's a 75 square kilometer area that we're working on. And we've been working way up there with soil sampling and ASD sampling, spectral studies. We announced an AMT survey up there. And all those data sets will come together with the RC drilling to give us optimal targets for our porphyry type drilling, which we hope to start in the second half of the year to the first quarter of next year.
So you mentioned porphyry a couple of times there, Sam, and porphyry is often associated with big deposits. Would you characterize your work down there as a kind of big game hunting exercise? Are you after really sizable targets?
Alistair, the speculative project sits along trend within a 50-kilometer radius of over 85 million tons of contained copper metal in resource. So that is a huge number, and that's coming from projects, a mine such as Los Pelambres, and advanced projects such as Altar and El Pachón, which are up high in the Andes, on the Argentine side of the border. So, we're right in the window of being able to target these big porphyry systems. We've got a very large lithocap alteration system that's never seen a drill hole. We've got a big opportunity here to get into a big porphyry.
And tell us about the grades you've been encountering in your previous work. How do they look in sort of global terms?
So the copper grades that we're seeing at Mostaza in the drilling there, we're getting, out the first drill hole was 20 meters of 3.3% copper and 270 grams silver. So that's very high grade. So that is not sort of porphyry type grade. It is more sort of IOCG manto style. But what's unique about this particular system that we're learning, the more we drill, is that the mineralization is of a type that is known as a resurgent dome polymetallic mineralization, because we're seeing, more than one metal. We're seeing copper and we're seeing silver at high grades, but we're also seeing lead and zinc. We've noted that throughout the year as well, and that's consistent with these types of deposits, and they can be very big also. So, the hundreds of millions of tons, the San Cristobal mine in Bolivia, for example, which is well along trend from us, but it's the same, exactly the same style of geology. These are late dacite plumes that come up in the middle of volcanic calderas, and a lot of mineralization comes up with that burst of lava flow, if you like, from down below in the porphyry. So they can be very attractive targets. They can be very big, or they can be very high grade. So what's important for us is that they sits within the porphyry system, so it's still porphyry related, but it's not porphyry. So it's kind of, it's one of those quirky gray area things. But the important thing for our shareholders and stakeholders to understand is that it's high grade, and the three sort of pillars, if you like, or the holy grail, the holy trinity of things you want to see when you're exploring, is high grade, near surface, and near the infrastructure. And Mostaza ticks those three boxes very, very nicely.
So that's all very encouraging. You mentioned phase four drilling a few minutes ago. What's that going to look like, and when do you expect to be underway?
Well, all the planning and permitting is in progress. So we hope to be drilling that within Q3 of this year, and that's going to be, two phases, basically: resource drilling at Mostaza and exploration drilling along trend to the south and to the east at Monolith. So it'll be our first drilling test of Monolith, which is the mineralization you can see behind me here, where we've announced sort of highly anomalous copper and silver in leached weathered outcrops. So what that means is, we actually think most of the copper and silver's been leached out of the rock, but we're still seeing highly anomalous grades. So, the premise being that as we get down beneath the oxidation table, we will get into high grades. So, and the important thing about Monolith is that if we can prove Monolith up, it immediately upscales the size of the Mostaza deposit, and they're only 400 meters apart. So it's all part of the one big system, and that's sort of the key message here, is that it's looking like a big system.
So you had a busy year last year, but it sounds like the pace of work is continuing, continuing strong, Sam.
We've been busy this year. We've done our first scout drilling program around the base of the Lithocap. We've done geophysics surveys. We've done extensive soil and rock chip surveys and channel chip surveys. And we've got another two or three drilling programs to get started this year alone.
Well, it's going to be interesting to watch because we do know that investors love a story where a company is actually drilling. So hopefully this will catch a bit of attention and you guys will be able to ride a wave into the new year of 2027.
I hope so. That would be a great result if we could achieve that.
Well, we'll hope we'll live in hope, Sam. Thanks very much for now, though.
Thanks, Alistair. All the best.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.